Triple Focus.
Triple M, it is Troy with you this morning. Well, as we know, not just sheep producers, but cattle producers affected by the drying season conditions. Well, you've now been urged to regularly monitor your herds and act early to ensure the condition and welfare of your animals. Deepherd, well, they've got some wonderful information, some tools and advice out at the moment as well. And to speak more about this morning, I am joined by Deepherd Veterinary Officer in Danny Roberts. Good morning there to you, mate.
Good morning.
This, I'm guessing, very important to condition score animals often and assess feed quality here. Danny?
Yes, because cattle are much easier to condition score than sheep visually, and so therefore one of the things that you need to decide is what you want the animals to do.
Yep.
And so you've got to say they are condition score whatever, 3 now, I'm happy for them to lose half a condition score, 0.2, because that's important in determining how just exactly what those animals get.
Yep.
So
yep.
You in terms of energy intake, and so a lot of cows are either pregnant, late pregnant now, or just started the lactation, and so therefore you don't want them losing too much weight before they start lactating, and so you need to look at the animal and let it tell you what it really needs.
All right. What are the key messages here, Danny, with feeding?
Once you choose your target,
there
are a range of feeds that are available, things like cattle pellets, hay, which may go to fulfilling your target, but the some of the roughages that are out there are is straw.
Yep.
And unfortunately, cattle cannot eat enough straw in one day to maintain its weight. So one of the thing is that whatever roughage you're using, you should get it tested to see whether it's the quality of it, so that you can work out the amount that you're going to feed, the amount of energy you're going to feed those animals, because that's really what you're talking about here. It's not a bale per day, it's how much energy you're providing those animals, and those animals, that's on an amount basis per day.
And what about comparing the feed costs here, Danny?
Yep. Yes, that's true. Yes, there is a calculator there available, which allows you to sort of compare the feed costs on a cents per megajoule basis to see what's more expensive and not. So the thing about the other thing about this is there is a calculator that's freely available, which you can download on your app as an app onto your phone or your computer, and that gives you. It's a New South Wales calculator. It gives you a way of putting the feed in, so you've got to know the quality of the feed. It gives you a feed of saying what type of animals you have, and it'll give you a feeding rate that you should be feeding them. So that's pretty good, but the more information you have, the better that the accuracy of that information from the calculator becomes.
I'm hearing on the show here, Danny, that food and water are getting scarce and scarce day by day. Is that what you're hearing as well?
Yeah. Unfortunately, because of the dry season last year, the cattle have eaten most of the dry feed, whether it's dry annual ryegrass or the kaikui down on the south coast here. But the other thing that's getting short is also water. Small dams are getting pretty low and things like that. So so people would have to take into account that lactating animals need quite a lot of water. And the better quality water, the better it is for the animal. So you just got to keep an eye on the water and not let it get too short quickly.
Danny, do you know if there's any funding or support services for the cattle producers?
No, I don't know.
Okay.
But there are support services. Yep. I can't really answer that question.
All right. You can check it out on the DPIRB website anyway. All right. So there you go there. So more or less pretty much important, mate, to condition score animals often and assess feed quality going forward. And what else are you hearing from Southwest producers at the moment, mate?
Just that the time, feedings are time, takes time.
Yep.
And a lot of time now is spent feeding sheep and cattle out there, which I guess is a bit unusual, particularly for cattle producers, because usually by this stage we've had a break to the season and things are starting to turn around, but we haven't had that yet.
No, hopefully soon, mate, hopefully soon. But all right, so if people are wanting to know more, they can go to the DPIRB website and go to what, the Season 2024 Southern Beef Dry Season Management webpage there, Danny?
Okay, yes, that's right. That has a link to the various information.
Hey, Danny, thanks for your time today, mate.
Okay, thank you.